Your early stuff always, of course, reminds me of Kraftwerk. Radioactivity, that had to have been a giant influence for you guys, just on the way they used Music of Concrete and used electronics.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the Radioactivity album really was our Bible. That was Paul Humphries and I were so influenced by that album as teenagers. Not least because we didn't really have many what you would call real, in inverted commas, instruments. So we were very happy that Kraftwerk were doing tracks made out of anything, Geiger counters, radios, you know, anything, and calling it music. And so we were like, yeah, great, well, we can do that. We can use radio interference and make weird noises because we haven't actually got a synthesizer. I mean, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark played 6 concerts before we actually owned our own synthesizer. We used to have to borrow them off friends.
And what was your first synthesizer?
The first one we ever owned was a horrible little thing, which we love it dearly, though. In fact, I've still got it in my house. It's called a Korg Micro Preset.
Okay.
And we bought it from my mother's mail order catalogue, and it cost us £7.76 for 36 weeks. and it just had a series of buttons that had presets, and it was like violin 1, violin 2, trumpet, voice, and every single one was just a variation on that's what it sounded like.
Of course, you had worked with Carl Bartos on the electronic music project. Any more collaborations with him coming up in the future?
Nothing planned with Carl, but actually, I suspect that after we finish celebrating our 40th anniversary, we will be... We've got a mad idea. I think the next album by us may include lots of collaborations with other people. We just fancy doing something different where we're not just sitting in the studio looking at ourselves. We quite fancy the idea of a challenge of working with some other people. But we're going to be complete conceited egotists and we're going to write all the music ourselves. Because the trouble with collaborating with people is... Everybody's busy. You only get 1 or 2 days worth with them. And you can't be absolutely sure that everybody's going to bring the magic fairy dust with them on the day you write together. Not everything you do is brilliant. And yet, if you work with somebody who's your friend or you admire them or a famous person, you feel obliged to use whatever you did, even if it's like not really the greatest thing.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Right.
We're going to write some stuff and then just go to people and say, hey, would you like to sing this on our album, please? So that's the next thing, which might be a year or two down the line.